The Bear Mime Chaim Chernovich is an amazing Musar Haskel from the Parsha. Pasuk says, Vashivosi eschem davar kashe daber. Bilam says to the messengers of Balak, I'm going to report back to you the davar, the thing, the matter, kashe daber, the matter with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell me, I'm going to give over to you. And so the Be'er Chaim says that the word davar seems to be extra, superfluous. It could have been enough had it said, Vayishivosi eschem kasher yidaber Hashem. Why does it say, Vayishivosi eschem davar kasher yidaber Hashem? Of course Hashem is giving a davar. Why is it mentioned davar? So the Gemara Megillah Yudal Mabez tells us that Yoshiah Melech, when he was looking for some eita, looking for some nevuah, he ignored Yirmiyahu HaNavi, one of the greatest Nevi'im in Jewish history. And he sent a message to Chulda, one of the seven Nevi'os. And the Gemara wants to know, how in the world do you ignore Yirmiyahu HaNavi? Nothing against Chulda, but this is Yirmiyahu HaNavi, one of the few Nevi'im who wrote a Sefer Navi. And the Gemara says, the Be'er Bishila explains that Nashim Rachmanios Hain, that since women have mercy and compassion, he's hoping for a positive or more positive nevuah. It's a very strange thing. Whether it comes from Yirmiyahu, Navi, or Chulda, either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a nevuah. Whatever is emes, emes. And the Navi is not a Navi Rosha L'Chadish Davar Me'atzmo. B'nevius HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Lahosif Olagroa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going, rather the Navi is not allowed to change whatever the Navu is. He can't add, or she can't add, or she can detract. So how, or why does it make a difference which Navi you go to? And if you're choosing between Navim, wouldn't you go to Yirmiyahu Navi, who perhaps has a clearer picture because of his greatness in Navua? It says the Be'er Mayim Chaim to a marshal, when a drink goes through a pipe or a faucet, it goes through a kli. If that kli is lined, if that faucet is lined with some misikas, some sweetness, if it's going through a honeycomb, so too the water, the drink that's going to go through, that's overs pesocha, is going to be makabel ma'at misikas. Even though be'etzem it's water, it's going to retain some of that sweetness from the honeycomb. And even if the water is something that's not sweet by nature, it's water, it's very plain, parif, it's still going to retain some of the sweetness from the honey. So to v'chein lehepach. If the kli is mar, if it goes through something bitter, something sour, so then the water is going to take on a bitter taste, a sour taste. Some meriris. Even though be'etzem, the water, is something that is neutral, has no flavor. So whatever passes through, the water is going to take upon some of that nature. So too, v'chein b'nevuas Hashem yizbarach. Kevin shu overis b'peh ha'navi, when it passes through the mouth of the prophet. So then im ha'navi hu rach levav, if he's someone soft and compassionate. So that nevuah, even though Be'et Nevuah is something objective that Hashem says, it's going to have a little flavor, some level of Rachmanis, and some level of Chesed, and Av, and Rachamim. But Chas V'Shalom, if that Navi is someone who's not Rach Levav, his whole nature is Achzorios, and stubbornness, and lack of care and sensitivity for humans, for mankind, so even though that Nevuah might be something positive, it's going to keep and retain some of that Midas Achzarius and come through a way of Gvur and Din. So there's since Yirmiyahu Navi. So he sees Achzarius. This is Yirmiyahu, I'm not saying anything bad. This is Be'er Mayim Chaim speaking, but he was very strong and he stood up and defended HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he had tremendous kina for Hashem. He didn't want Hashem's name to be desecrated. So Yoshua Melch didn't want the Nevuah to go through Yimia. He wanted there to be a certain element of Rachmanius from Chulda, the sweetness of this woman, of this Nevi'ah, and sweeten this nevuah and sweeten it with chesed for rachamim. So that's what happened with Bilam as well. Bilam HaRasha had an ayin ra. He looked at everything bad with an evil eye, stingy, negatively. And Achzari Lo'aveh Hashem, and particularly hated Jews, was an anti-Semite. And Bilam thought, even though he's not able to change the Dvar Hashem, even a little bit, but the Nevuah is going to pass through him and through his mouth, through his nature and hatred for Am Yisrael, he's going to be able to somehow affect it, change it slightly, give it a little meriwis, a little bitterness. And therefore, when the Sari Moav came to him and spoke to him, Divrei Balak, the wanting to destroy, curse Am Yisrael, so he says, I can't curse them. All I could do is give the bracha, because that's all Hashem wants. But I'll tell you what. Hashivos yeschem davar kasher davar Hashem. I'm going to give a little davar, add a little bit of my flavor into it. Perish shani ashiv davar hagam sheya kasher davar Hashem. Even though it's only going to be what Hashem actually said. Sheinu rasha l'chadish. I can't add on to anything Hashem says. But rak kashani ashivo, when I report back to you, it's going to have a little bit of my flavor of Bilam, the anti-Semite. Shabiyadi, it's in my hand. I can't change the words, but I could add a little attitude to it, if you will. We all know, when we were kids, or the way our kids talk, when they say I'm sorry, but they don't really mean it. So I'm sorry. The words themselves aren't enough. You could say the words, but it doesn't mean anything if you don't have the proper attitude. You could give a person a compliment, but you could say it in such a way where it comes off as a tremendous, tremendous diss on them, an insult to them. And at the same time, if you have to say something bad to someone, you have to critique someone, you could say it in a way that's mamish destructive to them, or you could take that bad report and give it in a constructive way and give it a positive twist. It's not only what you say, but it's how you say it and who says it. So, mit Hashem Yishmei Zocha, as we're approaching the 3 weeks, Shiva Samar Tama this week, and this is the time to work on Avas Chinam. Everything we say, every compliment we give, should be said in the most positive way. To the coming of Mashiach, Meher V'Yameinu. Amen. Have a wonderful Shabbos.